You can't take it with you. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And be thankful for what you have. These are all very common sayings that we tell ourselves. Two of them come directly from our reading from 1 Timothy 6, and the third is right in line with it. But like so many common sayings, Christians, there's something that we may repeat to ourselves or even to others, but very quickly forget or even ignore what we just said. So we need to stop and to consider what it is that Paul has to tell us in our reading for this morning. Because at the very heart of this reading is this idea of contentment, by which we mean, of course, that we are happy with what we have. But let's consider that word a little bit more closely to think about what it means. The word contentment comes from Latin, and it means to hold something together, like putting everything into a group or bundling it all into one, so that it's not spread out all over the place. And of course, right along with that, if it's being held together, if everything is right here, well, then it also doesn't need anything else. It doesn't need anything outside of itself. Think of like a country, for example, being all together in one place and not being dependent on any kind of outside support. That's the general idea of contentment. And it goes right along with the Greek word that Paul uses in our reading, a word which means to be independent or self-sufficient. I don't need anything outside of myself. I have everything I need right here. In that way, I am content. So contentment then means, Christians, being able to look at the world around us and to realize that we don't really need anything in it. When I was born, for example, I didn't have anything else, didn't even have clothes. All I had was my body, my life, and my parents, all of which, of course, are gifts of God. And when I go out of this world, I won't need anything. I won't even be able to take it with me. All that I have is going to become someone else's or simply crumble into dust. So this stuff that we see around us is really something that only exists in this life while I'm still alive in this world. I didn't need it when I came into the world. I'm not going to need it when I go out of the world. So why then should I be focused on it? Why should I desire things that I don't actually need? Now, of course, we'll say, well, while we're in this body, we do need some things. After all, I need to eat food, or I'm going to starve. I need to drink water, or I'm going to perish. I need to have clothes, or I'm going to freeze. God has made me dependent on these things. Yes, that much is true. But in reality, Christians, we don't need a whole lot in order to satisfy those desires. Can we be content with the bare necessities? Or do we want something more? What I have is good, but I want something bigger. What I have works, but I want something newer. I have clothing, but I want more. I have a home, but I want more. I have food, but I want more. To be truly content is a very rare thing indeed. Because the trouble, Christians, is not the things which are around us. There is no sin in being rich. There's no sin in having things. The trouble is the desire. The desire, the longing to have something which I do not have, thinking that it's somehow going to satisfy something within me, whatever that thing may be. Maybe I desire something new, hoping it's going to make me happy, only for the novelty to wear off, and I end up being just as unhappy as I was before. Or maybe I desire something more comfortable, only to find that it isn't working anymore, and I'm left wanting something else. Maybe I want these things in order to impress the neighbors, but then the neighbors get the same thing, and suddenly what I have isn't as impressive anymore. This desire, this longing for something else leaves us unsatisfied, even after we get the thing that we think that we need. Because the things of this world, Christians, cannot truly satisfy. They leave us totally discontented. And this desire for something more is also dangerous for us because it's like an addiction. We get caught in this endless cycle where even if we want to stop, even if we think we're going to be content this time, we're drawn back almost against our will again and again. And just like addiction, it leaves us dependent on something outside of ourselves, something external to us. Being addicted to drugs means now I need those drugs, even as they destroy me. Being addicted to porn means now I have to have it, even as it ruins me. And so being addicted to the things of this world means that I need them even as they lead me away from God. Rather than being independent, rather than being self-sufficient, I become enslaved to the things of this world, even as those things crumble away into dust. And the worst part is, they leave us just as empty as we were before. And this desire, this longing, this addiction is the root of all kinds of evils, Christians, just as it has always been. Because it was this evil desire that led Eve to want the forbidden fruit. It was this same desire that led Adam to want to be like God, to become God. And through that desire, sin came into the world. All the evil that we see around us sprang forth from that first desire. And just like a mother who's addicted to drugs passes on that addiction very often to her children, so we have become addicted to the same evil desire, the same sins as they did. Is it any wonder then that Paul says, through this craving, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs? But Christians, the answer here is not to get rid of all desire. That would be the evil understanding of Buddhism, as if we can somehow find contentment by finally becoming nothing at all. That's not who we are. And it's not just putting up with having little, which is the evil teaching of the ancient Stoics, as if we can find contentment just by turning in on ourselves and trusting only in me. That's not going to do it either. No, the answer is to find contentment, to focus our desires on the one place that they will truly find fulfillment, in God. Because it is in God that we will find true satisfaction. It is in God that we will find true happiness. And as long as we have God, we will have what we truly need. even if we don't have much in this world. We can be content with even little because we have everything in God. Because after all, Christians, God has always been there. God was the one who was there before we were born. God is the one who gave us our body, who gave us our soul, who gave us our eyes, our ears, and all of our members. And without him, we would be nothing at all. He is the one thing needful for our very lives. And God is there throughout our entire life. God is the one who gives us all good things because all good things come from his gracious hand alone. And he knows what we need. Without him, we would have nothing at all. He is the one thing needful for our day to day. And God will also be there after we die. We can't take any things of this world with us, but not even death can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him we have something that truly lasts forever. God is the one thing needful for all eternity. And in Jesus Christ, Christians, God has given us all good things. He has delivered us from our sins. He has given us eternal life and salvation. He has given us holiness and righteousness before him. He has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ, we have a lasting treasure. In Jesus, we are rich because he became poor. So this then is what Paul means when he says in verse 6, godliness with contentment is great gain. To be content in God is the greatest gain of all, a gain which the world can never have, because God is eternal. God is everlasting. God is perfect. God is the fulfillment of all of our needs and the satisfaction of all our desires. To have him is to have everything, both in this world and in the next. Let us pray. Lord God, you have made us for yourself, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. Give us true contentment, so that we may not seek after the things of this world, but look to you as the one thing needful. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.